Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy. Just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-901-5093. That's 800-901-5093. 800-901-5093. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Happy birthday, America weekend. It is the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of Friday, July 1st. The 4th of July, of course, being Monday. But we hope you're all enjoying the holiday weekend. Don't forget, it's Happy Birthday, America. Fly your flags, which you should do as I do 24/7 year round anyway. But especially be proud, be patriotic.
Yeah, it's like, I think 246 years young our country is this year.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't feel a day over 80.
Yeah. Well, you don't look a day over 90.
Yeah, boy. By the way, that is Chris Graveline.
And that's Dave Graveline.
Are you sure?
As the announcer dude just said.
Now you're mimicking me. Or did you just read my name off the logo?
Yes. So I'm glad we have that panel behind you with the logo on it, because I'll forget your name sometimes.
And if you wonder what panel Chris is talking about, come see any of the video interviews that we've done recently, because it's there behind me, and you'll see what he's talking about. Since we're sitting here in this very same studio without all the hot TV lights on, because we're not doing TV.
Right.
We're just doing radio and podcast here.
Yeah.
We are?
Yeah, sometimes.
Until I retire. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Anyway, we got some tech news and commentary. We've got the reminder to share with you the goodies we've got available coming up for the summer giveaway that's well underway. And, of course, you definitely want to participate on the show. It's so easy. Just be heard on the air and you win. That's it. You don't have to do crazy stuff to win prizes within Into Tomorrow. Just participate. Surely you must have a question about consumer tech. And if your name's not Shirley, then we'll call you whatever your name is. But that, do you remember
hashtag what? #facepalm.
Yes, but do you remember what movie that was?
One of the greatest movies that was ever made.
I loved it. Airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop calling me Shirley. Yeah. But surely you have a question about consumer tech, or you heard us answering a question for another listener, and you've got some additional input. We love those calls, listeners helping other listeners. Maybe you want to share some tech rage. Don't worry, we'll bleep out any bad words. Makes for more interesting radio anyway, so just share some tech rage. Or perhaps you just want to share anything at all with us, if it's tech. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I missing? There's other ways to participate. The point being, if you get on the air, and there's a good chance you will, then you win. It's that easy. And how does one get on the air with us? Because there's some easy ways to do it. You can pick any one of the following.
You could call the Ask Dave hotline anytime, 24/7. You just mash those digits, 800-899-4686. Which is 800-899-INTO for Into Tomorrow. It's clever how we did that, isn't it?
Oh, that is clever.
Yeah.
Why didn't we do 1-800-TOMORROW?
I don't know.
No.
Because we can't spell tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is, again, why I'm glad that we have the logo behind you in the wall here so that I can remember.
Yeah.
You could use the free Into Tomorrow app. There's a message to studio button that you can mash.
We have an app that takes tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of space on your phone. Unlike a lot of apps that take up a lot of space, ours takes a little space. And if you get our app, I'm sorry, when you get our Into Tomorrow app, you're just going to search those two words in your app store, Into Tomorrow, Apple and Android. So whatever you use, get our app, please. And please consider giving us 5 stars and a review. We look very kindly on 5 stars and a review. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Because we do also award prizes randomly, of course, to folks that give us ratings and any reviews. Good or bad, we're fair. We just want to know what you think of the app and the show and all of that. So do consider that, all right? So that's two different ways you could participate. There's a third that a lot of folks are using these days.
Stop by our site and click that Ask Dave microphone at intotomorrow.com.
So that's a little mic, red microphone that says Ask Dave. It's on the right side of your browser, sometimes the lower right, depending on what device you may be using. So this will work on your computer, your laptop, your tablet, or your smartphone. Anything with a browser and a mic.
Yeah.
And when you do that, we ask three quick things of you. It's very easy. Just don't forget to do it. We remind you at the outset. But what are those three quick things that we need from everyone who uses the Ask Dave mic at intotomorrow.com?
How you hear the show. Where you hear the show.
Are you asking me or are you telling me what?
And your name.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Your first name. Oh, my gosh. Where you're joining us from and how you hear the show. It's important. We need to know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Meantime, some tech news and commentary, and then back to those calls of yours. And, of course, stay tuned for the listing of the goodies available for you.
Pokemon Go developer Niantic has announced yet another new game, this time with its first foray into the world of sports. It's called NBA All World. And it's a location-based game that also has augmented reality elements. The developer describes it as, quote, NBA lifestyle meets the real-world metaverse. NBA All World works a lot like Pokemon Go, filling up the map around you with various points of interest. Places and objects in the real world will become video game items. The convenience store near you has become a location to pick up stamina for your NBA player. The sporting goods store around the corner is the place to pick up the latest brand name shoe to customize your players.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yeah. Is that the goal?
That's, I guess, the goal.
Oh. All right. And then at the end of the game...
Yeah.
Okay. Honda and Sony are forming a joint venture to develop battery-powered electric vehicles. Honda will manufacture the cars, and Sony will develop and provide their mobility services platform. The Sony CEO said that in the joint venture, we would like to lead the mobility evolution by combining our technology and experience with Honda's long experience in mobility development and vehicle body manufacturing technologies. So good luck to Honda and Sony. We'll see.
Elon Musk now has 100 million followers on Twitter, the social media platform that he could be about to buy. Now, it means that he's now followed by about 43% of the people who use the service, though that percentage may be markedly different if, as he suspects, a lot of those accounts are bots.
Yep.
Now, despite the large figure, Musk still ranks only sixth among the most followed people on Twitter.
Really?
Behind Barack Obama, who's first, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Rihanna, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay. And then Elon
and
Musk.
And then Elon Musk.
And he's still the richest man on the planet.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care at all. Amazon forecasts that sales for its two-day Prime Day, somebody need to tell them it should be Prime Days, will increase 17.8% over last year. That according to Insider Intelligence. But Prime Day's importance could be waning. Amazon has begun to focus the event more on Amazon products than third-party merchandise, and apparently they plan no major promotions. So I guess with all the hype every year for Prime Day or Prime Days, they're really just pushing Amazon products for the most part. So if you're one of those third-party providers and have your own merchandise and you expect them to help you on Prime Day, don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
How unfair of Amazon. Mm-hmm. Surprise!
Yeah. Rejoice, lovers of smartphones, mobile technology, and Barcelona.
Woohoo!
The Mobile World Congress, the world's largest mobile tech event, will keep taking place in Barcelona until at least 2030. MWC was first held in Rome in 1990, and it moved from city to city every year, including Berlin, Lisbon, Athens, and Madrid. It was then held in Cannes, or is it Cannes in France?
Cannes. Yes.
It was then held in Cannes for 10 years until it finally settled in Barcelona in 2006.
Barcelona,
where it has been held every year since. but the partnership was expected to expire, or was set to expire in 2024. According to the event's organizer, GSMA, the new deal was agreed upon at its board meeting in Kuala Lumpur this past Monday.
They had a board meeting in Kuala Lumpur.
Yes.
Excuse us very much. Uh-huh. And so it's going to still be in Barcelona until when?
Until at least 2030 now.
Wow. Okay. We might actually have to go back there again one of these days. We're used to broadcast from there all the time. Yeah. See, my voice is even telling me to retire because I'm going through puberty again.
Yeah, but then you
miss, we used to broadcast.
Yeah, then you miss places like Barcelona with that food and, you know.
I could still just go there. Well, yeah, I just don't have to go there to work. Yeah, you know, I've never attended a consumer tech trade show just as an attendee. Just to walk around and admire and be in awe of all the cool new tech. I've always had to report on it. Oh, poor Dave. Yeah. But no, the point is that it's hard to really enjoy a show like that because one after the other, we're just banging out interviews, which we do for our loving audience. It's not a problem. But man, it would be really cool to just enjoy a trade show for a change, just as a trade show attendee. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, you can go to any trade show, just as, you know, you just can't go to one that involves tech because we'll be working if you go there.
How about we do this? We go to those shows, you do the interviews, and I'll just stand by and be the executive producer with my arms folded in the background.
They'll be really short interviews.
Well, that's okay. At least I won't be doing them. See, to which you have nothing to say.
No. How about some more tech news?
All right, I guess, if you insist.
American Airlines said that customers with PreCheck can go through security checkpoints at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport with a face scan and phone app instead of showing their driver's license or passport.
Nice.
The airline said that it intends to expand the test, which started this past Wednesday, to airports in Miami, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere later in the year. American is portraying the service as a convenience factor that will help passengers get through security checkpoints more quickly. And of course, you know, this is bound to happen. Privacy experts have expressed concern about personal information that people volunteer for a convenience benefit and how that information is used and stored. And my whole thing is this isn't mandatory. Mm-hmm. So you assume those risks when you agree to do it.
Of course. Oh, my God.
If you don't want to have that risk, then fine. Continue to show your driver's license or passport.
And slow everything down and let TSA just do their thing, and you'll take forever to get through security.
Right. And again, if you have any online account, there is no privacy. So get rid of the privacy concerns.
How long, doing this show for 27 years, have we been saying there's no such thing as privacy anymore? I mean, of course, guard your bank account and your social security number and your date of birth kind of stuff. Obviously, financial related stuff. But forget about your privacy. People are going to see your face. If you post any picture on any antisocial media, online, anytime, it's there forever.
And if you're on Facebook, don't do these name tests things or all these things where people say, click this and find out what flower you are or upload your picture from 10 years ago to today. And
the
compare.
Kind of stuff your mother does all the time.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Don't do that.
Because I'm convinced that when they say, upload your picture from 10 years ago today and compare it to today, that's just them trying to figure out how to get your pictures so that they can do AI learning and machine learning.
Of course it is. And people think, oh, how cute. Yeah, I'll play. Don't. That's a dumb thing to do. Don't play those kinds of things. You know, what was your dog's first name? Well, gee, why do you think they have that? Because a lot of security questions are your pet's name or first pet name. Those kind of things. Don't do it. Just don't do it. There is something you can do, however.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Ho, we got goodies for you. All you need to do is be heard on the air. How about a $450 Casio CTS-1000V keyboard that can speak words, among other things?
How about one of many smart products sent to us by Hampton Products International, including a security light with camera, an indoor camera, power strips and surge protector, and outdoor plugs and outlets?
Very cool stuff from Obvious Solutions. Their Minder laptop tower stands and their Minder portable folding Bluetooth keyboards. They sent us several of each to share with you.
Sanjean is sharing several of their RCR40 AM/FM Bluetooth digital clock radios.
If you're looking for good backup, as we remind you to back up your important data regularly, Western Digital sent us several of their 256 gig SanDisk iXpand wireless phone chargers with automatic backup and their 2 terabyte WD Black P10 external gaming hard drives.
Pivo sent several of their PivoPod Active, so you can capture video and images with 360-degree motion tracking.
How would you like a $750 computer with a unique design? These are Cube mini PCs from Bluejour. We got several to share with you.
Or how about that $1,500 Denago 48-volt electric bike from bike.com?
Yes, please. Oh, they did send us one to play with while we're doing the summer giveaway. But you can win it for you to keep. From Limitless Innovations, Tiki Tunes, Bluetooth speakers with LED flickering flame effect, a bunch of those to share with you.
From Blondel, we've got a Swash CL 2200 ultra-thin luxury bidet toilet seat with remote control.
And many more items. They're all listed at intotomorrow.com. Check out the post for the summer giveaway. And when you call to participate, and Chris is going to tell you how it's easy to do just that, we ask you to mention three or four of the items. No promise. Is no guarantees there. You attorneys are happy? We got to get that out, but we will do our best to get at least one of those three or four items that you mentioned to you.
So you could call the Ask Dave hotline 24/7, 365 or 366 in a leap year. That's
but this year, yes. 365, okay.
Yeah. That's 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. You could head over to your favorite app store if you don't already have it and get the Into Tomorrow app, which is free and it won't cost you a thing.
And we hope you get it anyway.
Yeah, there's a message to studio button. Or you can stop by our site and click that Ask Dave microphone, and it works very much like the app. Just send us a question that way, but tell us your first name, where you're participating from, and how you hear the show. And that's at intotomorrow.com.
Sam in Willington, Delaware, listens on WDEL. Welcome into tomorrow, Sam.
About 8-9 months ago, you had a website that helps seniors like me at 77 understand how to use the internet. Can you please let me know what that website was?
Yes, it's intotomorrow.com. No, that's not the one from months ago?
No.
But I think, Sam, you might be thinking about Get Set Up. We had their co-founder on the show back in December of 2020. Doesn't seem that long ago. They touted as the largest digital community for older adults to learn, share, and socialize. They have a community of instructors that hold live and on-demand classes on not just computers, but just about every topic you could think of.
Yeah, they've got two levels of subscription available. There's a free tier, which has access to all their, quote, free classes. Now, their site doesn't make it clear how many fall under that free column. Or there's a $20 per month plan that they say gives you access to over 500 classes each week and unlimited access to their premium streaming library. You can find them at getsetup.io, or you can come by our site at intotomorrow.com, where we'll not only have a link to their site, but we'll also link to the interview that we did back in 2020 so that you can learn more there.
Check it all out at intotomorrow.com. See, I was right.